It's 6 weeks out from the presidential election and Fianna Fáil's candidate will be confirmed later today. Former Dublin football manager Jim Gavin and Ireland South MEP Billy Kelleher are vying for that nomination. The nominee will be chosen by a secret ballot during a meeting of its parliamentary party today, with the 71 members made up of TDs and senators voting on who they want to be the party's candidate. Now, ahead of that vote, Fianna Fáil councillors on Cork County Council have written to the parliamentary party to say they're not content of not being included in the decision making. Let's find out more about these concerns. We can speak now to Councillor Deirdre Kelly. She's the Fianna Fáil party whip on Cork County Council. Good morning, Councillor Kelly.
Good morning, Karen.
So you're raising this on behalf of Cork County councillors and you have written to the parliamentary party, we understand. When did you write this letter and what exactly did you say in it?
We had a party meeting yesterday and my party colleague, Councillor Bernard Moynihan, asked if we could discuss the nomination process. And following that discussion, it was decided that we would send an email to our parliamentary party colleagues.
Now, the process that really happens in this is the power lies with the parliamentary party. We know TDs and senators have the sole authority to decide who is chosen. You're not happy with that, but why are you raising this now just a month ahead of a presidential election? Do you feel that it could have been brought as a motion to an Ordesh to change the way the party votes for a presidential election at any stage?
Well, I suppose, Karen, one member, one vote was introduced in around 2012. We did have a one member, one vote process for the programme for government in 2020. So there is no reason why it could not have been implemented in this on this occasion also.
Are you aware then of any other councils expressing concern like yours?
Yes, and this was raised yesterday at the meeting as well in the party room. Many members have been speaking to colleagues around the country, and it's not just in relation to councillors, Karen, it's in relation to all members. All members have been disenfranchised in relation to this process, and it's simply not fair.
Now, Fianna Fáil's process for selecting the presidential candidate is primarily shaped by the party's own internal procedures. As that ballot will be getting underway today, those two candidates who are vying for this nomination, that includes MEP Billy Kelleher, who is backed by councillors in Cork. He is the underdog with former Dublin football manager Jim Gavin in pole position. In your view, how important is the endorsement of the party leader in this specific vote?
Well, look, it's very important, but it's important that Billy Kelleher is also endorsed. Billy is a very, very fine candidate. He has 33 years of experience. We're all very, very familiar with Billy. We've met him on numerous occasions. He has always been there for us in on a local level, and we feel that he is the candidate that we wanted to back on this occasion, but we haven't had the opportunity to do so.
Now, Micheál Martin has been very clear on the qualities of Billy Kelleher as a candidate, also while clearly endorsing Jim Gavin for the vote. Will you, though, be fully behind Jim Gavin's campaign if he secures the nomination?
Look, if Mr. Gavin secures the nomination, I look forward to meeting him. We haven't had the opportunity to meet him or speak to him. We don't know very much about him, apart from seeing him on the sidelines at football games. But look, we will hopefully get the opportunity to meet with him and speak with him and put our concerns and our wishes to him at that point.
A lot has been said about the importance of perhaps speaking up or not, as the case might be in some people's cases, before making your pitch to the parliamentary party. Do you think that will work in his favour, or how do you see it going today?
Well, look, I suppose, Karen, at this point in time, the majority of us don't know anything about Mr. Gavin. I'm sure he is a very, very fine candidate, but we simply just don't know.
Now, Fine Gael, we know, has told its councillors to oppose the nomination of any other candidates in council votes, narrowing the path to nomination for independents who would be hoping to enter the race. We understand that Fianna Fáil has not yet issued any instructions to its own councillors yet. What would you be expecting on this? Is it a political reality that this is just the case?
No, this hasn't. We haven't heard anything in relation to that at this point. However, I personally think that once we have chosen our own candidate, we wouldn't be choosing anybody else. So I don't see the point in implementing a whip at that point, you know, once we've chosen our own candidate.
Well, Councillor Deirdre Kelly, thank you very much for speaking to us this morning. It's 17 minutes past seven.